I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the Mocha Dads dish about fatherhood. But first, in the latest edition of our special summer financial information series, Money Train, we work with our coach to help you sort out your money problems. Today, we're not exactly talking about a problem. We're talking about an opportunity, how to start a small business. Of course, starting a business is a huge financial risk, something our personal finance guru, Alvin Hall, says most people don't plan for. So how do you know if you have what it takes? What's the best way to get started? And what are some common pitfalls? Our conductor, Alvin Hall, joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, here's a statistic that we found on the CNNMoney.com. It's a writer from Fortune Small Business, and she writes that we are in the midst of the largest entrepreneurial surge this country has ever seen. According to the Small Business Administration's projections, nearly 672,000 new companies with employees were created in 2005. That's the biggest business birth rate in U.S. history, 12% more than at the height of the dot-com hysteria. I am fascinated by this, Alvin.
Yes, a lot of people are getting laid off from their jobs as companies downsize and move work overseas. And they try after a while to get other employment. And then they look and say, what skills do I have? Can I set up my own company? I am absolutely an example of that, because back in the 90s, I got laid off from a job and then could not get a job. So I decided to set up my own company and work for myself. And it proved to be one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Why don't you give us some, this is one of the things that I think you're great at, is giving us some rules of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a couple of tidbits that you can think about if you can decide whether you are ready to start your own business?
You have to be willing to deal with handling every aspect of the business on your own. Can you handle the numbers? Can you handle the marketing? Can you bring people in? Do you know how to handle people? If you can't do all those things on your own when you start out, you're in trouble. You should also make sure that you have enough money backing your business so that you can carry yourself for at least 6 months to a year. Everybody thinks that as soon as you open your door, people will rush in. Well, it doesn't always happen like that. You can have a first blush of good business, and then things get slow. And then you're having to reach into your own pocket to carry the business. So set up an account separate from your own money that it will be used to fund the business.
So, you know, we keep hearing these stories, I think, about the filmmaker who financed his first film with his credit cards, and then it, you know, was picked up at Cannes, and now he's huge and all this. Are you telling me that that's kind of the exception that proves the rule?
Yes, that's an exception to the rule in every case, but it's the fantasy that everyone wants to believe will happen. Most new businesses go bankrupt in 3 to 5 years, and it happens because they overestimate the amount of income they will get in. And they underestimate the cost of running the business. A lot of people go on their own. They forget, one, you have to have an accountant to make sure you pay your taxes on time. Remember that your partner in business is the U.S. government. Like them or hate them. Also, the marketing aspect of any business. How do you get people to be interested in your business and to use your services? A friend of mine once opened up a restaurant. I mean, she was a great cook, but her blind spot was that she could not understand why people wouldn't come to her restaurant. It was because she didn't go after the right magazine. She didn't advertise enough. Then people forget that when you open your own business, you have to pay your own health care costs. You have to pay for your retirement. That's an additional expense that people don't factor into this. So there's a rule of thumb I have. Decrease your projected income by 20%. Increase your projected expenses by 30%. If the business doesn't work after that, then you know it's a bad idea.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. That's good.
Because most people overestimate their income and underestimate their expenses of running a business.
Let's get to some of the emails that we got, because we put out a call on our blog, as you know, asking for listeners who wanted to start their own business. Eric writes, after putting in place a plan to put my personal finances in order, eliminating credit card debts, maintaining a stable financial situation for my family over the course of several years, I'm about to take the most financially disrupting step of my life. I plan to start my own business. Why would I do such a thing? After being asked by so many people why I don't start up a shop of my own, I eventually realized I have no valid excuses not to, except there's the risk. Now, you're the expert here, but it just seems like maybe Eric shouldn't do this.
He's listening to everybody else. I mean, he says himself, everybody says I should start my own business. But Eric, what about you? Do you really want the task of generating sales, advertising, being your own accountant, filing your taxes, marketing the business? Do you really want to have employees who may not do what you want to do? Is that what you want, Eric?
Here's Shannon. Shannon writes, I've been toying with the idea of starting a business for the last few months. My husband and I are in our early 30s. We don't have any children. We live in the Midwest. Our combined salaries give us a comfortable lifestyle. We're very good about sticking to a budget. We have our six-month emergency fund in savings.
Excellent.
We put 18% of our income into 401ks.
Bravo.
I've come up with a few different business ideas, but I'm afraid, again, that same word, afraid to risk our financial stability to pursue any of them. If there's some way you could open your business without sacrificing the comfort and stability that my husband and I currently enjoy. What do you say, Alvin?
It's not possible. You can't have it all. Starting a business is by its nature risky. She's going to have to step backwards in terms of her lifestyle in order to launch the business. And it doesn't, again, sound as if she has that sort of courage or that sort of fire in her. You must want to succeed. You must like your business, and you must be hungry for that business. I remember, I shouldn't even say this, but it's so true about me. I remember saying to myself, sort of quoting Scarlett O'Hara, as God as my witness, I will make this business successful. I will. And that became my mantra every single day because I did not give myself a fallback position.
Hmm. My father used to say there are meat eaters and there are grass eaters, and you have to decide which one you are.
Yes, yes. And these people, I don't think, have that deep, deep, gnawing feeling that they want to start these businesses.
Oh. Tough love again. Alvin Hall, our financial expert, the conductor of the money train. He joined us from NPR in New York. Alvin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You can still post comments to the money train at npr.org/tellmemore. We'll be finalizing our Money Train passengers this week.